all for Keller. And now here's Blake Perkins. Perkins does not have a hit in the series. He was able to work walks with regularity last night as he takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. Three walks. His first three times he strolled to the plate, he walked in last night's game. With his speed, you'll take that every time. 0-1 nearly hit him, did it? I think it did. Blake Perkins clipped on the foot by that pitch. He's hopping around a little bit, and he's going to head to first. So with two outs, Perkins is hit by the pitch, and the Brewers have a base runner for Bryce Terang. Well, making Wisconsin's finest cheese spreads for over 50 years, Pine River, a fixture at summertime get-togethers. Look for it at fine stores where you'll also find Usinger's, America's finest sausage, and Cedar Crest, Wisconsin's premium ice cream. So here's Terang. Keller's first pitch, and Bryce slices one foul down the left field line and out of play. And it's 0-1 on Terang. He's had good numbers against Keller in his very small sample size, 2-for-3 with a home run. Brewers have had success against Keller over the course of his career. He's faced him a handful of times, and the Brewers have come out on top. This is lined into left center field for a base hit for Terang. Perkins will put the brakes on at second base. Bryce Terang just keeps on hitting. Such a good approach to start this season at the plate. And now the Brewers trying to put together a little two-out uprising here. First and second. And Joey Weimer at the plate. You have really good speed on the base paths with Perkins and Terang. Weimer, 1-for-3 in this series. First pitch to him is down and away. And it's 1-0. He also has had some success against Keller. 3-for-5 against Keller. And a home run a season ago against the Pirates right-hander. 3-1 Pirates, top of the second. Brewers with a little two-out threat. 1-0 pitch. And Weimer took high with a sinker. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. If anything, really extending this inning on Keller, who's up to 35 pitches now. Pitch. Weimer was taking and he took a strike. Good pitch. Two-seam fastball. Leaked back over and just caught the outside corner of the plate away from Weimer. And now it's 2-1. Perkins at second. Terang with a big lead at first, getting all he wants with Telez not holding him on. 2-1. High fly ball. This one on the infield. Telez drifting underneath of it, nearing the bag. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. Now, Brewers got a couple of base runners. They strand them both. We head to the bottom of two. It's a 3-1 Pirates lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors
who really care about you. That's why our patients
are always treated with patience.
And the first treatment we prescribe
is kindness.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Jump into spring with Steel battery tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more. Find real steel at steeldealers.com. That's STIHL dealers.com.
Three to one Pirates. We go to the bottom of the second inning. O'Neill Cruz leads off for Pittsburgh against Freddy Peralta. And Freddy's first pitch of the second inning is a little bit high and outside with a slider. And it's 1-0. Cruz has had a great series. He's 5 for 11. And in his career, he hits 366 against the Crew. Swing and a miss at the slider. And it's 1-1. But despite his success in this series, he's had a big-time struggle over the last 2 weeks plus. 9 for his last 55 at the plate. And that's with the 5 hits in this series. 1-1. In there for a strike, and it's 1-2. So the Pirates hoping that this series is a sign he's coming out of this sluggish start to the year. 1-2 pitch. Cruz checked on a curveball that missed low, and it's 2-2. Very talented young player. Was injured last season. Pirates are glad to have him back in the middle of things this year. 2-2 pitch. And he missed low with a slider. Didn't go after it. And he's worked the count full against Peralta. 3 balls and 2 strikes. If you're just joining us, Contreras hit a solo home run in the top of the first. 3-2 pitch missed inside. He walked him. Second walk issued by Freddy. And it's a leadoff walk here to O'Neill Cruz in the bottom of the second inning. So a good start for the Crew, and then Peralta, after giving up a single to Reynolds, walked to Les, and then Joey Bart with a 3-run home run in the bottom of the first gave us the score we have now at 3-1 Pittsburgh. Here's Michael A. Taylor. Peralta's first pitch, bunting, and it's a good one up the third baseline, fielded by Dunn. Throw to first is in time. Moving up 90 feet is Cruz to second base. Dunn played it perfectly. A bunt right to him. Speedy Taylor hustling up the line at first, but he made the play routinely. And now here's Alika Williams, who started the game on Monday night and is off to a nice start to his season in the midst of a 6-game hitting streak. Peralta's pitch. And this is lined through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Cruz is going to stop at third. And Alika Williams with a 7-game hitting streak as he wastes no time and pokes one through the right side. Now runners on the corners for Andrew McCutchen. Well, if the Brewers have a chance at a save, like Yoel Piamps delivered on last night, it'll be brought to you by Fleet Farm. They have what you need in one stop, from hardware to pet food. You'll find the top brands at great prices. Fleet Farm. 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
First pitch to Andrew McCutchen, a swing and a miss, hit a fastball at 95, and McCutchen almost came out of his shoes. 3-1 Pirates, bottom of the second inning, runners on the corners in one out. No balls and one strike on Andrew McCutchen. Peralta brings home the pitch, and that slider just missed. A touch low, and it's 1-1. It buckled the knees of McCutchen, but he didn't offer at it. Freddie trying to work out of trouble. 1-1 pitch. That slider's in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. Freddie has good velocity today. He's touched 96 a couple of times. Slider looks pretty good. Still just trying to find everything and put it all together here. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back to the screen. And it stays at 1-2. working McCutchen up and in with that fastball. Second time he's come up and in with that fastball on him in this sequence. Freddie comes set. The 1-2 pitch. Missed high and away. Contreras came up ready to try and backpick Alika Williams at first, but wisely ate the baseball. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCutchen struck out to end the game last night. Peralta would love a strikeout here. 2-2 pitch. Missed down and away with the slider, and the count is full. It's 3-2. These Pirates not chasing much against Peralta. They've been a little bit more patient against him so far this afternoon. 3-2, swing and a miss. Got him with the changeup, and that is a huge ortho ASAP strikeout for Freddie Peralta. So he has 2 strikeouts, both times striking out McCutchen. And there's 2 down, and now he's got to face Brian Reynolds. So if Freddie's going to get out of this inning, he's going to earn it. Runners on the corners, 1 out. He strikes out McCutchen. Now Reynolds, who has seen the baseball well out of the hands of Freddie in his career. Cruz dancing away from third. Freddie working out of the stretch. And the first pitch to Reynolds is in there for a strike with a fastball at 94. And it's 0-1. Reynolds singled against Freddie back in the first inning. Has 3 hits in this series, including the 2-run home run off of Bryce Wilson last night. 1-pitch. And he just missed outside of the slider. And again, these Pirates just are not chasing right now. Not a bad miss from Freddie. Definitely was a bit outside. In some of his previous starts, he gets a swing on that pitch. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another slider. And he's got him behind, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Now this would be a uplifting moment, even though it's this early in the game, for Freddie to get out of this and not surrender anything. This is one of those pivotal moments in the game you look back on when it's over. If Reynolds is able to come through for Pittsburgh, it's big. If Freddie can get the out, even bigger for the Brewers. 1-2 pitch. There goes the runner. Pitch is high. Contreras will eat the baseball. And Williams into second with a stolen base. And 2 strikes on Reynolds. Peralta up to 40 pitches already. They have made him work. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Went back to the old trusty slider, and he strikes out Reynolds for his 3rd ortho ASAP strikeout of the day. Peralta got tough, puts up a 0 in the bottom of the 2nd. We're off to the 3rd. Pirates with a 3-1 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Mino and the Mayor.
We got Amanda here from the Howe Resource Center who fascinates me because she grew up as an Army brat, 4 different countries, 6 different bases.
Thanks, guys. You guys are such good supporters of everybody in this community. And the fact that you have this station that lets nonprofits, for profits, and just, it's just really great. And we really appreciate the support.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
At Z-Bart.
Pirates lead it 3-1. We head to the third, and here's Josh.
Thank you, Lane. Top of the order, Sal Frelick leads off against Mitch Keller and takes outside ball one. Each catcher hit a home run in the first inning. Contreras and Bartz. But Bartz came with two men on base. That's the difference. 1-0 pitch. Sal takes it in there for a strike with a fastball. He led off the game hitting a hard line drive back to the pitcher, and wouldn't you know, Mitch Keller reached out and caught it. Great play from the mound. So Salo for one and the 1-1. A little bit outside with a sweeping breaking ball. Time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. 3-bagger in the third contest. Today's contestant, Jenny Belfield from Jackson. Good luck, Jenny. Hoping for a triple. Get a Pottawatomie prize package. Up and away to Frelick. He checked his swing. He's in the driver's seat, 3-1. Visit WTMJ.com to enter for a future Pottawatomie 3-bagger in the third. Frelick, Contreras, Adames. They're due up. The 3-1 is swung on and fouled back. Another full count. Well, we hope you're having a great Thursday. Lunch hour back in the Central Time Zone. Josh and Lane from PNC Park in Pittsburgh. That's a lot of P's. 3-2 pitch. Fouled back by Frelick, and it remains 3-2.
Alliteration. I think that's the right term.
I hope I wasn't popping them too much.
No,
popping
you're
the
good.
P's. Frelick leads off the third. Keller. Wind up 3-2 again. Low, he walked him through a cut fastball that bounced in, and so the Brewers have a leadoff man aboard. Walk right in, says Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. In his last start, Lane, Mitch Keller walked 4 Boston Red Sox on Saturday here when he gave up 4 runs in 6 innings. That's uncharacteristic for him. He's already hit a batter and walked a batter today. And here comes Contreras. Stretching the pitch outside with a sweeper, ball one. He doesn't look like he's totally in command thus far.
No, absolutely. The Pirates have this 3-1 lead, and Freddie able to get out of trouble in the second inning, but Keller's had traffic himself.
And Contreras ahead 1-0, takes way outside. It's 2-0, and there's timeout called here by Joey Bart. He's going to go pay Keller a visit. I would too. Contreras. His first time up, hit the longest home run for the Brewers all season. Almost 450 feet to left.
Now, Keller has had an interesting year. His first 2 starts were rough, and then the next 2 were brilliant, and then he looked more like the guy to start the year in his last start against Boston. One of those brilliant starts was against a good Phillies lineup, where he went 7 innings against Philadelphia.
He has allowed 4 or 5 runs in 3 of his 5 starts. 3-1 Pittsburgh in the third. And now we're ready for a 2-0 pitch to William Contreras. Runner at first and nobody out is Frelick. Now the pitch. Inside corner, called a strike. Cut fastball, and that makes it 2-1. Last 2 days, Contreras is 4-for-5. Big hole on the right side of the infield available. 2-1 pitch, way outside on a fastball. It's 3-1. This is an overcast and chilly Thursday here in Pittsburgh. Temperature right around 50 degrees. Frelick takes his lead. There he goes, 3-1 pitch, outside ball 4. He walked him. Not close with a cutter, and it's back-to-back walks to begin the third. Contreras aboard again. Walk right in again, says Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference.
Shortstop, Willie Adames.
All right. Well, the table is set for the middle of the order, Adames, Bowers, and Hoskins. Tying runners on base here in the third inning with nobody out. This would be a good time for Willie to break out. He struck out in the first, 1-for-12 in the series. Infield at double play depth. Keller would love to roll up a ground ball. The pitch is way outside, ball one. Yank the fastball again. That's where the miss has been. It's to the glove side. He almost can diagnose from all the way up here a mechanical issue. And Oscar Marine, the Pirates pitching coach, I think is thinking exactly what I was. He's coming out of the dugout to talk to Keller.
And he's kind of falling off as he's bringing the pitches home. Sometimes you think, like, how much can you really fix as a pitching coach in the middle of a start for a guy? But you'd be surprised. These guys know what they're talking about. And these pitchers are pretty in tune with themselves, too. Mitch Keller knows that something's just a little bit off and might be searching for what that is. Sometimes the catchers can pick that up also.
Yeah.
And can help out with that. They know their pitchers really well.
Trips to the Mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, state-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening coming up in about a week. New era of sports betting. So Marine back to the dugout. 1-0 on Adames. Runners on at first and second. Nobody out in the third of a 3-1 Pirates lead. Stretching the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball right by him. It was right down the middle. If you heard our on-deck show today, we talked to Hobie Milner about pitcher's mechanics and all the adjustments that he's constantly making. 1-1 pitch. Outside corner, called a strike. 95 miles an hour, 1-2. Hobie said that he has not had a year in his career where his mechanics have stayed the same. He's always changing. And I found that fascinating. Keller's ahead, 1-2 now. Stretch and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball. One out. It's the seventh time in this series Willie has struck out, and so it brings up Jake Bowers. All of a sudden now Keller can see his way out of the inning. First and second, one out. Bowers grounded to second his first time. I guess the pitching coach had the magic words. Pitch coming to Bowers. Line drive in a right field. That's a base hit. Being waved around third is Frelick. Coming up with a throw to the plate is Reynolds. It's cut off. Now they've got Contreras caught. Throw to third. He slides in safely. Tellez cut off the throw from right. It looked like Contreras was in no man's land, but William just kept running, and he beat Tellez's relay throw. It's an RBI single by Jake Bowers, and the Brewers are back within 3-2 in the third. And aggressive base running. Frelick scores from second. And somehow, some way, William made it to third base, representing the tying run. That's got to feel good for Jake Bowers, who's been scuffling at the plate. He gets his ninth run batted in of the season, though. And here's Reese Hoskins with runners on the corners. Line drive into right field. A play for Brian Reynolds coming on in. Goes into a dive. He didn't catch it. It eluded him and goes to the sidewall. In from third with the tying run is Contreras. Bowers thought it was going to be caught, so he only makes it to second base. And it's an RBI blooping single by Reese Hoskins. The Brewers have tied the game at three in the third inning.
He is so lucky that he missed that ball where he did, because the sidewall is right there. There's no real foul territory down in that right field corner, and it bounced right back to him. Otherwise, Bowers is at least standing at third.
So now first and second with still just one out and Oliver Dunn coming up. Brewers now hope to get the lead for the second time in this game. Oliver took a called third strike last inning, and he takes outside, ball one from Keller. Back-to-back RBI hits. Bowers and Hoskins. And that's great to see. The Brewers had had only one RBI hit in the series, driving in a runner from scoring position. Pitches low. It's 2-0 on the left-handed batting done. Over the first three games, they had two hits with a runner in scoring position. Only one drove in a run. Now they got them back-to-back here in the third inning. Good count for Dunn. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a foul back into the screen as Keller challenged him with a fastball. And Mitch Keller is about to throw his 60th pitch. Runner at second, Bowers at first, Hoskins. The 2-1. Outside, and it's 3-1. Another fastball here from Keller. This inning, remember, began with back-to-back walks, and they've each come in to score. On deck is Blake Perkins. Oliver Dunn hoping to do some damage. 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball that he got by him. 93 miles an hour, it's a full count. The runners most certainly won't be in motion, even though it's 3-2. Bowers and Hoskins. Although Keller was wondering, he bluffs a pickoff play back towards second base, doesn't make a throw. I say they most certainly wouldn't be. It's just not the two speediest Brewers, to put it kindly, with Jake Bowers and Rhys Hoskins. Infield at double play depth. 3-2 on Dunn. The pitch. Fly ball hit to center. Backing up is Michael A. Taylor, still going back all the way onto the warning track to make the backhanded catch, only a few steps in front of the fence. And Bowers did not tag. He goes back to second base on a ball that almost made it to the center field fence. Great piece of contact by Oliver Dunn, but that's out number two in the inning. That just kept carrying.
Center fielder Blake Perkins.
So two out and two on for Blake Perkins. Remember, last night it was the third inning where the Brewers scored all their runs in a 3-2 win. They've got two across here in today's third inning. And Perkins takes outside and high ball one. He had a bases loaded walk in the third last night, did Blake, to cap off that nine batter rally. He's the seventh batter against Keller in the third inning today. The head 1-0, he was hit by a pitch last inning. The 1-0, outside corner. That's a fastball for a strike. Lane was telling you earlier, Keller is about as durable as they come, but the Brewers are going to test that durability and stamina, it appears here today. 1-1 pitch, high and away, and it's 2-1. Sixth year in the Pirates rotation for Keller. He was an all-star last season for the first time. They gave him a big contract extension before this season. Two on, two out, two in. The 2-1. Very high on Perkins, ball three. Bryce Terang is on deck. We're tied at three in the third. Dangerous pitch for Mitch Keller. He is set at the belt. The 3-1 coming. Outside corner. That was a good fastball. Painted the edge. Boy, we've had a plethora of full counts, haven't we? Here's another one.
Now, Pat Murphy was talking about the team's approach against Bailey Falter. This is a different approach. This has been a more patient approach today against Keller.
Runners go. 3-2 pitches fouled back on a fastball. He's getting close to 70 pitches, Lane, and he's only recorded 8 outs.
And it's a significant deal to get into the bullpen early today because of what they had to do yesterday using so many arms.
Boy, a base hit here would feel huge. Brewers have tied the game at 3. Bowers and Hoskins are in motion on this 3-2 pitch. There they go. Here it comes, and it's called third strike on the very lower edge of the inside corner. It was just the most perfect pitch you could ever have. Talk about dotting the edge. Tip your cap there to Mitch Keller. Fastball 95 miles an hour, and he ends up keeping the game tied. The Brewers get two, though. We go to the bottom of the third. 3-3 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Bank.
To greet Freddy Peralta, he takes up and away on a slider, bottom of the third in a 3-3 game in Pittsburgh. In the middle of the order coming up, Telez, Bart, and Sawinski. The overhead windup, Freddy in the 1-0. Squibbed foul right back to the backstop on a changeup. 1-1, Telez walked in front of that Joey Bart three-run home run back in the first. Doesn't have a hit in the series against his former mates, 0-7. The 1-1, up and in, it's 2-1. Brewers coming home tomorrow, a marquee matchup with Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, and the Yankees this weekend. From the windup, 2-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back on a slider, 2-2. Don't miss the City Connect Tumbler giveaway at Saturday's game. It's courtesy of Quick Trip. Grab your tickets for this star-powered series, brewers.com/tickets. 2-2 coming. Telez swings through the fastball, and he struck him out. 93 miles an hour. Freddy Peralta has struck out the last three batters that he's faced. Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Start healing faster. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Looks like Mr. Peralta's getting dialed in. Four punch outs in total. Here's Joey Bart. And he'll take upstairs with a curveball. The former Giant, he's the one that's done the damage for the Buccos with that three-run home run in the first. 1-0. Swung on and popped up this time, right out in front of the plate. Freddy Peralta is making the call. Peralta finally called off by Dunn, charging in from third. At the very last minute, Oliver stepped in and caught it. It's like Freddy was just waiting for somebody to take charge. He could have caught the ball, but the pitcher's always told not to if you can help it. And Oliver Dunn is the one who caught it, so Bart is out, two gone for Jack Sawinski. Third inning is brought to you by Sitco. Whether you're off to the ballpark or the dog park, Sitco top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going. When you start with Sitco, you're good to go. Strike one. Sawinski flew to center his first time up. 3-3 the score. The 0-1 pitch. A little bit outside with a fastball. Trying for a 1-2-3 inning for the first time. Peralta's 1-1 pitch. Sawinski took the slider down and in near his back foot. Ball two. Can't wait to be home. The Brewers will have the next six against really tough competition out of the American League East. Yankees and the Rays. 2-1 pitch. Sawinski swings and hits it on the ground to the third baseman. Oliver Dunn backing up to field the hop right in the breadbasket. And he throws out Sawinski to retire the side. 1-2-3 indeed for Freddie. We go to the fourth in a 3-3 ball game on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs, who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like, and believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
With Vizzy's vibrant dual flavors, the vibe is yours to decide.
I'm thinking Vizzy Refreshingly Berry. A round of blackberry lemon at the bar?
Could be good. Maybe Vizzy Vibrantly Tropical.
You always say Vibrantly Tropical.
Come on, a cooler full of papaya passion fruit on the beach?
Oh yeah, that's a vibe. I'm down.
Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Flavor for every vibe. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Molson Coors Beverage Company. Milwaukee, Wisconsin flavored beer.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, less is more.
Brewers $5 flash sale is still live through Sunday. Get $5 seats to the upcoming series against the Rays next week. Bryce Terang leads off against Mitch Keller in the fourth and takes a strike in a 3-3 game. It's the deal of the century. Something like that. Courtesy of Festival Foods. 0-1 pitch. Outside, 1-1. I don't want to be that hyperbolic, but it's a great deal.
You don't have the authority to say deal of the century. Nor do I.
Well, who's checking us?
That's a good point.
Fly ball into left center field, slicing over towards Sawinski, who makes a move over to his right, makes the catch. In the gap, one out.
Deeming ourselves worthy of that. It's unofficial. It's the unofficial deal of the century. I'll go with that.
Here's how you do it. You go to brewers.com/flash sale. Get those tickets for the series against Tampa Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. Joey Weimer's up there with one down, and he swings and pops it up. Behind second base, out goes Alika Williams onto the outfield grass. About 7 or 8 steps, makes the catch. And 2 routine outs quickly for Keller. That's exactly what he needed. So Joey's popped up twice, and that brings up the top of the order in Sal Frelick. Frelick has lined out to the pitcher, but he started the two-run rally last inning by walking, and he scored. Takes a strike with a curveball. Base is empty, two out in a 3-3 game. Keller versus Peralta, the 0-1. Fisted foul into the seats, third base side by Frelick. He's behind 0-2. Freddie just had a 1-2-3 flawless inning, brought to you by Carbless Premium Cocktails in a Can. Proud partner of the Brewers. Stop by, get it at your local grocer, and stock up for the game at home or for your next tailgate. Carbless, less is more. Ball is outside. 1-2 on Sal. Chilly Thursday in Pittsburgh. Wind up in the 1-2 pitch. Inside corner, struck him out with a fastball. Couldn't get the bat off his shoulder. That is strikeout number 6 for Mitch Keller. And he seems to have found something. That was his best inning of the day. We go to the bottom of the fourth, still tied at 3 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with US Mode from US Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, US Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. US Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the US Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game day, set your phone to US Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with quick rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
American Family Insurance is here to protect your most valued possessions, your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
Freddie Peralta against Jared Triolo, O'Neill Cruz, and Michael A. Taylor. That's 6, 7, and 8 in the Pirates' order. Bottom of the fourth inning. We're tied at 3. Freddie, though, has retired 5 in a row. Triolo flew to right to end the first inning. He's 0 for 6 this series. Young infielder for Pittsburgh. Freddie into the windup. Here's the first pitch of the fourth, and it's a strike. Slider on the inside edge. Time for a safe driving tip. They come to you from Schneider's and their professional truck drivers. Wind up in the 0-1-2. Triolo swings through a changeup, and it's nothing and two. Always give semi-trucks extra room to stop while on the road. Good to know. 0-2 pitch. Chopped right back to Freddie. Two easy hops. He comes in front of the mound, fields it, throws it to first, and gets Triolo by plenty. Easy does it for Peralta. He's certainly starting to look dialed in. That brings up O'Neill Cruz.
Shortstop O'Neill Cruz.
Peralta's last outing was Friday. 6 scoreless in the first game of the road trip against St. Louis. That was the game he almost got a win. It was 2 outs in the ninth that St. Louis tied it. Ultimately, it sent it to extras. But he's 2-0 and a sub-2 earned run average over his first 4 outings of a dominant season thus far. Strike one on O'Neill Cruz, who he walked back in the second. One out, nobody on. Here's that overhead windup in the 0-1 pitch. Just missed with that breaking pitch. Cruz on base 6 times in this series, and even when he's been out, he seemed to square the ball up. 1-1 to him. Comes in low, it's 2-1. Twelfth time that Freddie started against the Pirates in his career. He's actually only beaten him twice. 2-1. Outside, did he swing? Yes, he did. It was a changeup that would have been ball 3 otherwise, but O'Neill could not hold back, and it's 2-2. Last year, Peralta gave up 8 runs in 16 innings, 3 starts against Pittsburgh. This was one of the teams that had more success against Freddie than most. And they got the 3-run homer from Joey Bart in the first today. 3-3, bottom 4. Here he comes, 2-2. Missed outside on a fastball. 97 on the gun. He reached back for a little extra, trying to get O'Neill Cruz. Good pitch, better take. 3-2 with one out. Peralta has his sign and winds, and the payoff pitch is down for ball 4. He walked him for a second time through a curveball. He's getting respect, O'Neill Cruz is, from Freddie Peralta today, that you give generally to the hitter on the other team that fears you the most. Three walks in this game by Freddie. Here comes Michael A. Taylor. Freddie had only walked four batters total in his first four starts. Pitch to Taylor. Down and away, ball one. Taylor sacrificed back in the second inning. He has two sacrifice bunts in the series. Otherwise, 0 for 6 against Brewers pitching. The 1-0, swing and a miss, at a slider, 1-1. Brewers ending a 7-game trip, trying to split the series in Pittsburgh, go 5-2 on the roadie. Here it comes, 1-1. Outside, that slider well off the plate to Michael A. Taylor, 2-1. I was talking about how we got that homestand with the Yankees and Tampa coming up. Finally, some good time to spend at home. Here it comes, 2-1 inside, 3-1 on Taylor. On deck is Alika Williams. Today's game ends a stretch in which the Brewers have played 13 of 16 on the road. That's 2.5 weeks where you've hardly been in your own bed. Cruz at first. One out, the 3-1. Outside and low, he walked him. Back-to-back walks as he pulled the fastball. 96-mile-an-hour pitch. So Freddie Peralta has issued four walks in not even four innings after he walked four batters total the whole season before today. And we're going to have a pitching coach visit. Chris Hook coming out of the dugout here with two on and one out. All trips to the mound brought to you by Potawatomi Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting. Kind of came out of nowhere because it looked like, as I had said, Freddie had really settled into the outing and looked strong. Alika Williams singled back in the second. He'll be the batter here. Pirates looking to recapture the lead in the home fourth. We're tied at three.
Hey, he'd retired six in a row in pretty efficient fashion. But from the start today, Freddie has just been fighting the command a little bit. And give him credit, he has competed and battled on a day where he probably would tell you he doesn't have his best stuff.
So here's Alika Williams. In his 2 years with the Pirates, he's hit Brewer pitching very well. 7-for-15 against the Brewers now. Two on and one out. Infield at double play depth up the middle. And Peralta wheels and looks back towards second. Uses a disengagement, making sure O'Neill Cruz, that lead runner, doesn't get too big of a head start. One out in the inning. Alika is not a power guy. Diminutive right-handed hitter. And now the pitch to him. There's a strike. Curveball dropped in by Freddie. Nothing in one. Tell you this about this 2.5 week stretch of almost all road games. Brewers have played well in it. They've taken care of business. A one swing and a miss at a changeup. Over the top goes Alika Williams. Nothing in two. Brewers are 9-6 during this stretch. If they win today, they'll win 10 of those 16 games. Finale in Pittsburgh. 3-3 the score. The 0-2 pitch. Swung on and popped up. Foul side of first. Over goes Bowers. He is going to have just enough room right by his own dugout. Reaches out and makes the catch, does Jake. Put his hand up against that dugout padding. Got a little interesting, but it wasn't overly dramatic. That's the second out of the inning, and it's Andrew McCutchen coming to the plate. Runners stay put at first and second.
Designated hitter Andrew McCutchen.
We won't be back in Pittsburgh till the end of the regular season, just about 5 months from now. September 24th is the next time the Brewers play at PNC.
There's a few things that are going to happen between now and then.
Yeah. skipping from the first chapter of a book to the last chapter. McCutchen takes a strike on a slider. It's nothing and one. He struck out twice earlier against Freddie. 3-3 the score. Cruz at second and Taylor at first. They each run well. Freddie trying to get McCutchen to keep the game tied. 0-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball, but pulled foul wide of third. Nothing and two. Pirates do come to American Family Field in just about 2.5 weeks. Three-game series coming up middle of May in Milwaukee. So we'll see them again soon, just not here. 0-2. Now the pitch. Bounced in, and it's caught cleanly off that hop with a backhand by William Contreras. He does that so well. A slider that wasn't all that competitive of a pitch. 1-2 on McCutchen. Even with the two strikeouts, the 37-year-old has had a great series. 5 hits. Freddie's 1-2. Foul back. Elevated the 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and McCutchen was able to spoil it. Pitches for Peralta as he tries to finish the fourth. And hoping to keep this game tied. Kick in the 1-2, down to the dirt, curveball, another good catch by William Contreras. Skips into his mitt, 2-2. He'll get a new baseball from plate umpire Tom Hanahan. With one out, O'Neill Cruz walked, and then Michael A. Taylor walked. But then Alika Williams fouled out, so you've got two gone here in the inning. And after it was 0-2, McCutchen has worked the count even. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now Peralta is set at the belt. Freddie with a 2-2 pitch. Down to the dirt again on a slider. Caught again by Contreras, but it's 3-2. This is the man that Freddie wants to get to in the inning. Brian Reynolds is on deck. The runners will be in motion on the pitch. Cruz from second and Taylor from first. They get a head start. There they go. 3-2 pitch is fouled back. A slider that was spoiled into the seats. About 7 or 8 rows in on the first base side. And we'll do it again at 3-2. Well, McCutchen has seen just about everything that Freddie Peralta can throw at him. What does Freddie elect to go with to try to put him away? Another 3-2 pitch. Swing and a ground ball back to the mound and grabbed on a hop by Peralta. He throws a rifle over to first for the out. He was fired up, and that ends the inning. Couple of walks, but Mr. Peralta escapes unscathed. We're headed to the fifth. Game tied at 3 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Baseball's greatest calls.
How about Russ Hodges in 51? The Giants win the pennant. The Giants win the pennant.
Or Jack Buck on Gibson's game winner in 1988 to beat the A's. I don't believe what I just saw.
And there's Easter Sunday in 87. And they've done it again. 12 in a row.
I remember it well, pal.
What's your favorite call of all, Bob?
I think I'd have to go with Usinger's and baseball. It's just not summer without them.
That is a great one, and it's from 1880.
They don't call Usinger's America's finest sausage for nothing, Tony.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months, or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th.
Join the biggest party in the galaxy coming up May 11th. At Star Wars Night, yeah, presented by 620WTMJ. We're going to the fifth, tied at three, and here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Contreras leads off for the crew. First pitch to him is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Contreras, a home run in the first inning today. He's also walked. Keller out of the windup, the 0-1 pitch. That caught the outside corner, and it's 0-2. So Keller has seemingly found something after some struggles through the first three innings. A 1-2-3 fourth inning for him, and now he's pumping strikes in there to Contreras to start up this at bat. And here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Into the net, it's 0-2. Brewers jumped out to a 1-0 lead, then a 3-run blast from Joey Bart in the bottom of the first. And the Brewers tied it up with 2 runs in the top of the third. 0-2's way outside. And it's a ball and 2 strikes on Contreras. Keller is up to 80 pitches. This is an innings eater for this Pirates rotation. So it is quiet in their bullpen. 1-2's lined into right. That's going to get down for a base hit for William Contreras. And Contreras, who went 3-for-4 in last night's game, is now 2-for-2 here tonight, or today. And he is after maybe a 2 or 3 game stretch where he only collected 1 hit. He's right back on that heater again, like he was during the homestand and in St. Louis. So here's Willy Adames. Brewers want to try to get him going. He's 1 for his last 13. First pitch to Willy. He's up and away. It's 1-0.
How about this with Contreras? Last 2 days, he's been up 8 times, and they've only gotten him out once.
That's incredible. And he was behind 0-2 in that count and still ends up collecting a hit before it was over. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss at a cutter down and away, and it's 1-1. A lot of movement on that cutter from Keller. Almost looks like a mini slider a little bit. It darts down and away to those right-handed hitters. One, one. That's way outside. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike on Willie. Adames with 2 strikeouts in his previous 2 at-bats here today against Keller, who has worked at least 5 innings in 36 straight starts. This is a pop-up on the left side. Triolo, the third baseman, straddling the line now into fair territory, makes the catch just behind the third base bag for the first out of the inning. One away for Jake Bowers. Time for a vibe check. Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. So Bowers, who's 1-for-2, had that big RBI single back in the third. That made it a 1-run game at the time. Then Hoskins tied it up with a single into right, 1 batter later. Keller's pitch is curveball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Bowers with a couple of hits in this series. Contreras hit first and 1 away here, top of the fifth inning in a 3-3 ball game. Keller out of the stretch. The 0-1 swung on and fouled back into the net, and it's 0-2. Keller approaching 90 pitches. It's still quiet in that Pirates bullpen. This is all about him at this point. 98 is the most he's thrown in a start this year. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Bauer swings on it and fouls it straight back. And it stays 0-2. Every foul ball, every pitch deeper into a count you get, closer you get to getting into that Pirates bullpen. Keller's 0-2 pitch. Bowers flips this one foul and out of play third base side. And again, it continues at nothing and two. So Jake, despite being behind 0-2, is really battling up here and extending this at bat. And making Keller work. Long hold, here's the 0-2 pitch. And he took high. Didn't miss by much, but it missed.